Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has announced in a news release that she has named several people to serve on various state boards. Three of those people are from Plymouth County. Don Cass of Remsen has been named to sit on the state's Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. Scott Kavarna of Hinton will serve on the Fire Service and Emergency Response Council. And Amy Crouch of Remsen has been asked to serve on the state's Preserves Advisory Board. Lamar's Mayor Dick Kirchhoff has written a letter to the people of Lamar's thanking them for their support and assistance to making the recent RAGBRAI event a huge success for the community of Lamar's. In his letter, Kirchhoff says that we were honored that RAGBRAI selected Lamar's as it validates all of the hard work and effort put into making Lamar's the great community it is. Many compliments were received regarding how friendly, clean, and organized our city is. With an estimated 20,000 bicyclists plus their support staff, friends, and family descending on our great city for the first night, I could not be more prouder of our community and the unified efforts of each group to bring it all together. Congratulations on a job well done. The overnight stop allowed participants to spend time in our community and to take in and experience all that Lamar's has to offer. What a wonderful opportunity to showcase the ice cream capital of the world and leave a lasting impression on not only the participants from Iowa, but from across the U.S. and the world, and encourage them to visit us again. We can all be very proud of Lamar's. Thanks again for your part in making it possible. Another great example of public-private partnership. Signed, Dick Kirchhoff, Mayor of the City of Lamar's. Life Skills Training Center relies heavily upon the Plymouth County Fair for three of its fundraisers. Shelley Thompson serves as the development director with the Life Skills and says that the fair plays a major role for the Adult Handicap Center's financial survival. Saturday afternoon will be the annual quilt auction. Sunday is the cow chip bossy bingo. And throughout the fair, Life Skills serves flavored snow cones as another means of raising money. Thompson says that this year's quilt auction that is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. at Century Hall on Saturday will feature a variety of colorful, warm quilts.
To date, I have 45 quilts in-house, beautiful quilts in-house. My quilters have had a lot of time to quilt last year, and I'm seeing the rewards for that. So we will be having the quilt auction on July 31st at 2 o'clock. And again, we will be in the Century Hall. Nice air conditioning. If the conditions are this warm during the fair as they are right now, we will be loving that air conditioning.
She says Life Skills is glad to be back at the fair after last year's fair was canceled due to the COVID-19 virus outbreak.
Boy, we missed this fair last year, and so we're excited to be back. And between the Ice House selling snow cones, which will be open the entire time that the Pioneer Village is open, and that quilt auction and the cow chip bingo, that is instrumental to the success of Life Skills every year.
Thompson hopes that several people will want to invest in a quilt during the annual quilt auction.
We invite everybody to come on out, take a look at those quilts. Boy, they're beautiful. They're actually works of art. And buy as many bingo tickets as you want. It's kind of fun to see the cow chip bingo event. If you've never seen it happen, they pull one of those cows out of the 4-H barns, and he hasn't been outside without a tie down happening for 4 or 5 days. So, man, he's excited to get into that arena. So she puts on normally a big show. So it's kind of fun to watch.
And a lot of people are kind of standing around just to watch the cow do its business. But anyway, it's
only in Iowa.
At last check, Thompson says only a small number of land parcels for the cow chip bossy bingo were still available for purchase. Interested people wanting to purchase a chance for the bossy bingo ticket should visit with their local bank. The winning entry will win $1,000. The Life Skills official says last year was a financial struggle for the local organization since there wasn't a Plymouth County Fair.
We took a financial hit. We really had to tighten all of the belts and cross our fingers and pray that we had no equipment problems, which we didn't. We received multiple grants. The people of Plymouth County always surprise me in how generous they are. And we had a record-breaking phone-a-thon last year. So we were with the help of the government and with the help of people of Plymouth County, we're able to continue daily basis. And like I said, we had to tighten our belts, same as everyone else had to, but we were and still are operating at full capacity.
As mentioned, the Life Skills Quilt Auction is scheduled for today, Saturday, beginning at 2 p.m. at Century Hall, and the Cow Chip Bossy Bingo will also begin at 2 p.m. on Sunday near the clock tower at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds. Visitors to the famous Round Barn are always anxious to view the array of models as displayed by Jim DeBoer of Orange City. DeBoer has featured his handmade toy replicas of farm equipment for at least the last 10 years, and from a distance, a person would naturally assume that DeBoer has a collection of toys, similar to many other people that have taken up the hobby of collecting farm-related toys. However, upon closer observation, viewers will notice that the delicate and intricate specific details of those models. And upon even a closer look, you will notice that these models are not made of die-cast metal like many toys, but rather each of them is constructed of wood. DeBoer, who is 92 years young, says he enjoys his hobby of creating farm-related equipment from wood and by hand and has been doing it for several years.
Well, we moved to the farm. We didn't have many farm toys, so I started making my own. But these, when I retired to town, for some reason I always wanted to make a spreader that would actually work. So I have one that can unload sawdust with. So then when I had the spreader, I had to have a tractor to pull it. And then I need a tractor and a loader. And then we had a house with a cellar with a flat top. So I made a fence line, fence line feed barn with the barn. So then I needed a chopper and a chuck wagon, and I just kind of kept going.
DeBoer says altogether he has created more than 100 pieces, with many of them taking hundreds of hours to build and requiring a great deal of patience.
My two-cylinder tractors, I figure, roughly between 80 and 100 hours, because a lot of them you can shift to all the gears. Your clutch lever moves, pulley brakes, and my big combines and semis, and so I got 250 hours, I'm sure, in each one of those.
DeBoer says that his collection is not yet complete, and he still has plans to create additional models.
I still plan on making two more tractors and a zero-turn mower, but the last couple of years I haven't done anything, really, but I've still got plans for making two tractors and mowers.
He likes to share information about his hobby with others, and many people shake their heads in disbelief when they view the models and listen to DeBoer's story.
Yeah, a lot of people keep coming back every year. A lot of them say they have never seen anything like it, so I don't know.
Anyone that views DeBoer's creations will quickly notice he favors the colors of green and yellow and features many John Deere-scaled models. However, you can't help but notice there is an older-style orange-colored Case tractor with the same colored square hay baler. DeBoer says that he created those pieces because of his brother's insistence.
Well, that was before I went to service. My brothers were home, too, and so we bought a Case hand wire tie baler and a VAC Case tractor to pull it. And I think I had about 8-10 John Deere tractors made. My brother said, you've got to make that Case. So I finally found a real one, and I got the measurements and pictures of it and made a VAC Case and a Case baler.
And that made him happy then.
Yeah, then it didn't get after me anymore, so.
As mentioned, DeBoer has displayed his unique wooden model farm tractors and other farm-related equipment for more than a decade, but folks still look forward to seeing his display. DeBoer also had the display on exhibit during the recent Rag Bri bicycle event, which led to people from all parts of the country being amazed at his hobby. Many people often take a second look, especially when they realize that not only does DeBoer create an exact scaled replica, but he also has moving parts on his models.
Yeah, I've had people walk by and somebody mentioned they're made out of wood or something. They'll quick turn around and come back to look at the stuff. Always are kind of interested in all the moving parts because a lot of them, all your levers move, throttle levers move, clutches go back and forth. Three-point hitches work. You can mount different implements on the three-point hitch.
DeBoer enjoys showing a model John Deere tractor with a three-point hitch that actually moves when you move a tiny lever. It demonstrates how the wooden creation can be hooked up to a model field cultivator that raises and lowers simply by moving a small lever. When visiting the Plymouth County Fair, I encourage you all to visit the famous Round Barn and start up a conversation with Jim DeBoer. You'll walk away being amazed at all his creations.